Hi, in this video, I'm going to talk to you guys about pleasure. And I think it's really important that you understand kind of the backstory when it comes to pleasure, because otherwise, I think that we can end up thinking that there's something really wrong with us because we want to drink, because we want the pleasure that comes from drinking. So, first and foremost, what I want to tell you is that pleasure has a purpose. Okay? It's not just there so the world's a better place, right? Pleasure and desire are two things that happen in your brain. I know that a lot of times we think pleasure happens outside of ourselves in a glass of Chardonnay or in a glass of bourbon or whatever it is, or a martini, but really the pleasure happens in your brain, and the desire for the pleasure happens in your brain. These two things are very closely related because they are what have kept us alive. So desire for pleasure and seeking pleasure has been a survival mechanism for us as a species. The things that bring us pleasure are also the things that keep us thriving and alive. So we're going to talk about how up until this point, seeking pleasure and desiring pleasure has kept us alive. And now that we have a bunch of man-made pleasures, it's actually having that opposite effect. So the main neurotransmitter that happens in your brain that I'm going to talk about when it comes to pleasure and desire is dopamine. Now, I want to let you know that I'm oversimplifying the science on purpose, and I'm doing that so this will be very understandable and very applicable to you in your life. So there's actually quite a few neurotransmitters that happen. There's adrenaline and, endorphins that happen in your brain, but I'm going to just stick with dopamine for the sake of simplicity. So when there's a dopamine reaction in your brain, there is the desire to seek the pleasure. And this is normally a very good thing. And let me demonstrate how that is. So on this side, we're going to talk about naturally occurring activities that we can do that create dopamine. Okay. So those would be natural pleasures that give us a release of dopamine in our brain. That includes eating, sex, cleanliness, which I think is interesting, accomplishment, exercise. And this is eating healthy, actually. Let's be clear. Let me see. Am I missing any of them? Cleanliness. Connection. And there's more. Warmth is one of them, too. Okay. So these are naturally occurring things that we have desire for and that provide us with pleasure. Now, if we're thinking about a scale of 1 to 10, 1 to 20, this would probably be about a 5, that these activities are about to give us on the dopamine scale. Now, that's a wonderful thing when you're constantly desiring the things that can give you pleasure. These are the things that have evolved us to this point. Now, because we're human beings and because we're very resourceful and geniuses, we figured this out. We figured out, hey, dopamine gives us pleasure. Hey, we can literally manipulate things in our lives to give us more pleasure. And so those are the false pleasures. Okay, those are the things that we have man-made to give us a false pleasure that isn't naturally occurring. An example of that would be porn, sugar, flour, anything concentrated, any white powders, right? Drugs, of course, alcohol, gambling. Okay. And there's many more on both of these lists. I'm just trying to keep it simple. Now, one of the important things to remember is that these man-made pleasures are so concentrated that when you ingest them or experience them, your hit of dopamine is double. So you're going to get about a 10 experience in your brain when you drink alcohol versus when you clean your room. Okay? So the reason why we want these is because of that pleasure is so much more intense. Now, the other thing to remember is the pleasure is more intense, but the desire is also intense too. Anything that releases dopamine in your brain, let your brain know that it is a very important thing that we need to learn and pay attention to. So when you really learn and pay attention to these things in this list, you are going to start using them more and more and more and get reinforced for using them more and more and more until it almost feels, because you're so good at doing it, it almost feels like it's out of your control. It isn't. It's always within your control, but it feels like you have such an intense desire for it that you want more of it. Now, there's a third thing that I want to share with you, which I think kind of brings it all home, and I call it the lever. Okay, and they did this experiment on these rats, and what they did is they put a little probe in their brain in that pleasure center where all of the dopamine pleasure happens, and they made it so that little rat could just press a lever and get stimulated in that part of its brain. And when it did that, when it stimulated that part of its brain, that's all it wanted to do, was that absolute artificial pleasure that it got from that became more important than anything else that it could do. It didn't eat, it didn't drink, it didn't take care of its babies, it didn't want drugs, it didn't want any of these things, it didn't want any of these things. The only thing it cared about, because this was like times 100, right? The only thing it cared about was that lever. And when they turned the little probe off, all it would do is hug the lever and love the lever and think about the lever. That's all it wanted, was that lever, at the expense of everything else. That is how our brain is wired. So these are all of our like little levers. I like to think about this as like the matrix, right? You're plugged into the matrix and you're getting this false sense of pleasure. One of the examples that I've used a lot is when you go to a bar and you are having a cocktail at a bar, you think that you're having more fun than if you wouldn't have had the cocktail. But really what you're doing is you're having the same experience at the bar. You're just pressing the lever in your brain that makes you experience more pleasure. It's not that the event is more pleasurable. It's not that the wine is more pleasurable. It's that it's igniting that lever in your brain and making you think that it's more pleasurable than it is. Now, one of the questions that you're going to want to ask yourself is, where do you want to get your dopamine from? Do you want to have desire and pleasure in your life? Where do you want to get it from? Do you want to get it from the natural pleasures in your life, or do you want to get it from the false pleasures in your life? Before you answer that, because these are much easier to get a good hit than it is here, let me explain something to you. Whatever one you pick, you will get more of. So if you decide that you want to get all of your dopamine and pleasure from here, then you will just get more of it. Okay? You will create more of that. So because your desire will go up for the thing that you repeatedly do. So if you want to get your hit from alcohol, then your desire will perpetuate for alcohol consistently and repetitively. The more you do it, what's so fascinating about false pleasures is that the more you do it, the more you repeat it, the pleasure goes down and the desire goes up. And there's a couple of reasons for that. One of the reasons is that the dopamine receptors in your brain actually downregulate because they're getting flooded with all of this dopamine. So you actually experience less pleasure. But the more you repeat it, the more important it seems to your brain. So the desire goes up. So you're getting more desire, less pleasure, and you're repeating it. So whichever one you pick, you're going to get more of. Now, if you decide that you want to get your dopamine from the natural pleasures in your life, then that's what you're going to get more of. You're going to get more connection, more exercise, more accomplishment, more cleanliness, more sex, more eating healthy, right? If that's where you're going to be getting your dopamine hits. Now, in the beginning, when you're deprogramming yourself and deconditioning yourself, this is going to be a hard sell. Right? You're going to be trading a 10 for a 5 in the beginning, and you will feel some sense of withdrawal. Most people do feel a sense of desire withdrawal and pleasure withdrawal in the beginning. But if you can notice, what happens for most people in this situation is that in order to just feel normal, they're having to drink. In order to just feel normal, they're having to do drugs or eat sugar, whatever, because they've done it so often and because the desire's gone up and the pleasure's gone down. In order to be where they were before they even started, they need these substances. So that's a really important thing to remember, because this just keeps going down that road. It just keeps perpetuating the more you repeat it. So the question becomes, if pleasure's important, and it has a purpose in our life, how do we want to use it? Do we want to become someone that's just hitting some type of lever in order to feel pleasure in our lives? Or do we want to set ourselves up so we are really getting our dopamine and our pleasure in our brain from the things that we want more of? So a lot of times I will ask people in my overeating classes and in my overdrinking classes what it would be like to never drink again, to never have sugar and flour again, to take all of this away. Now, when I ask it that way, most people are like, heck no, I can't imagine my life without cake. I can't imagine my life without wine. I can't imagine it. And I'm not suggesting that you totally do that. But what I'm suggesting is that you think about it. If you take away all the man-made pleasure in your life, what is left for you? And is it enough? Have you put enough energy and time into creating these things and perpetuating these results that you want in your life so you can get genuine pleasure from them? Or have you been getting all of your pleasure from the man-made false artificial pleasures that are keeping you from creating this part of the life that you want? So ask yourself that question and look throughout your days and see, how much pleasure are you generating from the natural pleasures? How much dopamine are you experiencing there? Or are you completely denying yourself those pleasures because you're completely overcompensating with the false ones? It's a really important question. Pleasure is important in your life, and you want to make sure that you don't trump it with a bunch of artificial pleasures all of the time. All right, you guys, I'll see you in the next video.